Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of RadicallyLoved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. If there's not a better way to start a solo podcast, I can't even think of a better way to start it. So I'm just going to start it, and you guys are just going to get this raw, just the way it is. It's been a couple of weeks since I've actually stopped for a moment to record a solo with an update. And I think I'll just go all the way back to my speaking engagement at Powerful You, which was absolutely incredible. It was probably the first time I've ever spoken on a stage of that magnitude and spoken in front of a group of like-minded individuals. Not that when I've spoken before, it's not, but just this was different. This was like my first, you know, big grown-up speaking engagement with like legitimate people. Not that I'm not legit, but you guys know what I mean. It was pretty intense. It was a lot of fun. And of course, I was there with Henry, and we all know that Henry makes everything better. My dear, best, good friend, Tara Mackey, was there. Also, Lisa Bilyeu, Lori Harder, all these really, Lorea Gaston, so many powerful women that I've actually interviewed on this podcast were there. So Friday's theme was powerful women. So it was really intense. It was wonderful to see everybody. I then hopped on a plane straight from the LA Convention Center, which if you've seen my Instagram stories, you'll know I kind of missed my flight going to Seattle because my Uber got a flat tire and it was right at rush hour traffic. And apparently I was in this little vortex of crossings of streets downtown that Lyft and Uber drivers do not like to go to. So I got canceled a couple of times, whatever. Anyway, I made it to Seattle, and then I taught at the Seattle Wanderlust Festival that weekend. That was really fun. And if you've listened to the podcast, you can also hear one of the recordings that I did on the main stage. I led a loving kindness meditation, but it was fun. And then I came back. Went to Colorado for a week to go train with my teacher, Yoga Rupa Raj Stryker, for the Enlightened Sleep Yoga Nidra training. That was incredible. My second time doing it. And that was duly needed because I will tell you what, I definitely needed a break. So it was a very welcomed break. Being with my teacher is always so refilling. And I really need to take moments like that to reconnect to myself, because I will be the first person to tell you, when I get overwhelmed, I begin to question everything, like everything. Everything comes into question. Why I'm doing what I'm doing? Who am I? Why is this important? Why is this important? And It's kind of an intense feeling. And those of you out there who have ever experienced being overwhelmed or getting to a point where you're feeling like you're at the brink of having a crash, you know what I mean. It was so incredible to go into the mountains to reconnect with nature. I went on a couple of hikes. I got to spend time with some friends that I hadn't seen in a while, and it was so peaceful. The first couple of days, anytime I'm going, and I stop, it takes me a minute to be okay with not being connected to the outside world. But once I get into it, then the opposite happens. I have a little bit of a transitional point where then I have to become accustomed to dealing with with the external world, because wouldn't we all want to live in a constant retreat all the time? I know I would. Well, I say that and then I know when I'm done, I'm done. So one of the things that I wanted to just update you guys on was this podcast and this community that we've built. It's been since, I don't know, 2016, 17, 18. It's been almost 4 years that we've been doing this, and I cannot believe it. Like, I really can't. We are close to 300 episodes in, and it's been such an incredible ride. We've learned so much. And obviously, if you've been listening, you know that I've transitioned equipment one too many times, because that's just what happens when you get really manic about the way something sounds and you want to change it, or you're on location. And I really like to take advantage when I have people in person. And so that's how we end up with having people come over to our house and we record in the living room. And that's always really fun. With the people that I can't connect in person, we do the interviews via Zoom or we use Skype. So it just really depends. But one of the beautiful things that I've noticed about the podcast is how many of you are out there in the world and how many of you I've actually met. I mean, I've met some of you at Wanderlust. Some of you guys have come up to me saying that you're fans of the show. A couple of you came up to me during Powerful You. I've had a couple of you sign up for retreats, and I've had the privilege an opportunity to spend time with you for a long period of time. A couple of you came to Scotland with Tori and I, and that was really fun. And I just want to take a moment to not only update you on the happenings that are coming up, but also just to say thank you. And some of you email me or DM me concerned because you ask if I ever get tired. And the answer is yes, I do. I am human. I get tired. I get overwhelmed just like everybody else does. But the thing about it is, I get to do what I love, and I get to do it and see people's faces when they come out of a meditation or they have a realization about something, or they get to experience their breath for the first time. And to me, there's nothing that could ever veer me away from having that experience. It doesn't matter how tired or how my body feels. That's really not the point. The point is to be able to take care of yourself, but to also do the work that you are meant to do on this planet. And I know that I'm following my dharma. I know that I'm on my path. And so I take breaks when I need them. And I hope that those of you listening that can relate to me can do that as well. So, saying that, thank you, listeners. If you continue to see me out in the world, farmers markets or Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or a coffee shop where I get my Alfred's matcha, or anywhere in the world, please come say hi. Tell me who you are. Tell me what you love. And I would love to connect with you. So, yeah, there's that. There's a couple of fun things coming up in the next couple of weeks. So, right now, if you're listening to this, this is in real time. So, we are on the second week of June. Tori and I just came back from Hawaii. I was really sad to come back. I gotta be honest. We ended up extending our trip a day because we were just having so much fun. And Tori hasn't been on a tropical vacation since 2015. So the guy deserved a break. We stayed an extra day and we had a really great time. We were there for Sahara Rose's wedding. That was amazing. We have never gone on a vacation with friends before, and it was such a beautiful experience. the wedding itself was incredible. Those guys really know how to party. And if you listen to Sahara, if you're a fan of hers, she is going to post pictures of the wedding. So if you follow her on Instagram, you'll be able to see all the festivities there. I recommend it because we really had a great time. It was so much fun. So we came back, and now I've got a couple of things coming up. At the end of this month, on June 28th, and I believe the 30th, I will be doing two events. One will be a yoga teacher training info session at Imagine Yoga Studio in Lake Oswego, and I will also be doing a workshop on manifesting abundance that following Sunday, which I believe is the 30th. So please come see me at that. I believe that there's still space available. After that, in July, I am going to the very famous Wanderlust Festival, Squaw Valley. And it's the first time I'm actually going as a teacher. So this is going to be really fun. I'm really excited. There's a great lineup. There's going to be a lot of my friends there. That's July 18th through the 21st. So please be sure to check that out. After that, I'll be back in Portland doing another workshop and info session. And after that, Wanderlust in Whistler, BC. That'll be my first time in BC as well. And I have no idea what to expect. So if we have any of you out there from the BC, British Columbia area, it's in Whistler. Please come and, or maybe you can just send me some good, like, places to go eat. I'm going to spend a couple of days there extra. So send me all your recommendations. I've never been. I'm really excited. It's going to be fun. The rest of the summer and beginning fall, I'll be teaching at the Mind Body Bold Conference. I'll be doing my first ever retreat at Kripalu. So those of you on the East Coast, be sure to check that out. That is, I believe, September 8th through the 13th. After that, we're going back to Italy, my friends. Yes, we're going to Tuscany to yoga in Italy the 21st of September, and we're going to be there for a week, and it's going to be so much fun. That is almost sold out. I think there's three spots left. So if you're listening to this, I hope that you were able to to go on the website and sign up. If not, just send me a message and I'll see what we can do. After that, we're doing Iceland again. Hopefully this time we get to see the Northern Lights. Everybody on the trip last year when I went with the Travel Yogi. So if you're interested in that, go to travelyogi.com. You'll see the retreat with me, Rosie Acosta, in case you don't know who I am. That's who I am. so you can check that out there. There is a couple spots left for that. We didn't get to see the Northern Lights last year. Some of the people that were there got to see them the day before, maybe the day after, but we're hoping, fingers crossed. And then I have a big event that I can't announce yet, but it's happening, and it's happening in Australia, and it's happening with two other really incredible women that are also fellow podcasters, and I'll leave the rest to your imagination. Okay, I think that's it. That's my update. That's what I've got going on in the next couple of months. I really feel like it's a lot, but it's not really that much. I've been able to scale things back a little bit. There's been a couple of things that have been removed from my schedule just because having that time to reflect in Colorado really helped me put a couple of things into perspective. And that's just me being completely honest. Everybody encounters those moments where you feel like you need a break. And I got to that moment. And I was fortunate enough to have a great team around me and a great support system that encouraged me to say no. And that's really hard for me because you guys know I am a yes person. And I said no. And I took some things off of my schedule and I took a couple of other things off my plate. And I was able to delegate a lot of other things. And I am really grateful I did because it really gives me way more of a bandwidth to focus on the things that make me happy. And it gives me more bandwidth to provide more value for you. So, again, thank you so much. I really hope that I get to meet you in person, especially those of you that have been listening for all these years. I'm so grateful to you and for you. I really hope that you continue to thrive in whatever you decide to do and in whatever you're doing, listen to your highest good, your highest wisdom, your highest self, and may you continue to be a beacon of light to everyone and everything around you. Thank you so much for listening.